ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
Do you think it'd be different if we were men being carers for someone?
That's a very good question, because I was in a group, two men and myself, and they were caring for their wives with dementia. And my observation was that we care differently. Yeah. They don't talk like we do.
That's one thing.
Yes. And the one man, and he's very good with his wife, the other one, he just won't talk to his wife. So is there a difference? I don't know. But I think women are natural carers, maybe.
I would have thought that a man who loved his partner, his wife, would care for her beautifully. And I've seen men who can do that. But they don't take on all the other wifely roles.
No.
They don't run the house.
No.
We don't get the help because it's assumed that a woman will still do the washing and ironing.
Mm.
I don't think that a man is necessarily going to be any less empathetic. I think it just depends on the personality of the person and their ability to take on the extra load. But I still think men won't wash the kitchen floor.
I must say, I only know one man who is a carer, and his wife has Parkinson's. And his approach to it is delegation. He's always looking for ways to divest himself of care responsibilities.
It's so hard, but one piece of advice that I would have for anyone who's starting caring for someone with dementia is to keep laughing. You know what I mean?
It's not just for people in advanced stages of dementia. We all, as we get older, we find ourselves always wondering, where did I put that thing?
Oh,
and
yeah.
So Doc and I have developed a haka. It goes, where is it? Where is it? I know it's here. I had it right here in my hand. At least it gets us laughing.
Yes.
Yes.
But the funny thing that ever happened while I've been caring is, you know, your husband's got the dementia and he forgets and forgets, and it's catchy. So one day I put the milk in the cupboard and I was looking all over for the milk. And then I remembered I was going to put the pepper in the cupboard, and then I thought, wow, it feels contagious.
Hear, hear. Ever since we retired, Jim has brought me a cup of coffee of a morning in bed before I get up. One morning, the coffee came on the tray of the walker and it was put down on my bedside table. And I picked it up and sipped it and thought, this tastes a bit different. And Jim came in and said to me, were the dog biscuits all right in the coffee? And he'd fed the dog and then he'd put a little handful of tiny dog biscuits in the bottom of my coffee. So I sipped from the top and quietly got rid of the rest so he didn't see, because I didn't want to hurt him. Well, I didn't get it, but when I went to support group and were telling the ladies this and we were all laughing, somebody said to me, he adores his dog. The dog is so special. So he was treating you like the dog. On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Marion. And during National Carers Week, you're listening to a conversation that I had with my friends, Jane and Marilyn, about what it takes to care for our husbands who have dementia.
We talk about happy times, sad times, and I think the hardest thing for me is that John would be the one that came and brought me a cup of tea every morning, and that suddenly stopped. Now, my husband's in a wheelchair permanently. Like, he can't do anything for himself. And I think that was the big shock just when it hit me and I became so angry, because suddenly everything was taken away. You know, not only his mind going, his physical being, and being totally responsible for him. And there's no longer, yeah, the person that you had.
The emotional support that you...
Because I think that's what you felt too.
Well, when you marry someone, you assume that there's going to be, you know, mutual emotional support. That's why you need a partner. And when you're not getting that anymore, it leaves you in a very sad, lonely place.
Jane, you mentioned negativity.
Yes.
And I find that is one of the things that no matter what you do, you can't make them happy. You do something really special that you know that they love. Did you enjoy that? Oh, well, yeah. And it's the constant negativity that drains on you. Jim was in a terrible state yesterday. He got home before I did, and I had arranged for my daughter to be there. And by the time I got home, he was in a terrible state about the state of the world, about people not attending to climate change, about the things that are going on in England. Donald Trump is a great matter of agitation, yes, and concern. Mm. Kate's very good with him, and she listened to him, let him talk, and then said to him, OK, that's all finished now. We know that we're all concerned about it, but we've got to let it go, James. Just let it go. I say that to him, and he just looks at me. Kate says that to him, and he lets it go.
Yes, they do get agitated when there's change. And the news, what's happening right now and around the world, seems to have a big impact on them, especially John, because there's nothing that he can do. And nobody listens to him either anymore.
And the other thing for me is, I'm slowly not only becoming isolated from the emotional support of my husband, but I'm becoming more and more isolated from my friends. So I'm very dependent on the support group. Couldn't exist without it. What do you think, Marilyn? What do you think helps?
I think we've got the support group, which is wonderful, where you can go and talk about things. But at the end of the day, it's something you have to make the effort to get out of where you are, because otherwise you'll just wallow in that forever. That was my hardest thing. I've never gone on my own anywhere. I never go to the movies, never go and have lunch on my own, never had the confidence. And so I did the health and well-being course, and that really empowered me in realizing it wasn't selfish to be caring of yourself. You won't be effective, run down, helpless. You need to be in a good space and a good mind to be able to help the other person.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.